Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. Very glad to have you here. And joining me today, two people that I'm especially fond of, Becky Brown. Hey, Becky, how are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing well. Hi, Mylon.
Hey, Becky.
And Mylon.
Introduced him for you.
Well, Becky is a wonderful clinician who's joined the New Life team and has done so many different things, now helping us out in development work. Mylon, of course, has been a pastor and has been working alongside his wife in a great ministry. It's not just 180. There's another word.
Relationships
180. Okay.
Yes, our counseling center, yes. Uh-huh.
And, of course, they wrote How We Love Together, and I was benefited by that material before it was ever a book when I was working with Mylon, and glad that these people know what they're talking about. So call us, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And, you know, we've got a special little tip sheet for you. We do these. Usually it's 10 tips. Today it's a bonus. We have 21 questions to ask your mate. It should have a subtitle or in parentheses, if you're really courageous and have a lot of time on your hands, because even one could be the topic of a lot of conversations. But these are so helpful. Do I make room for you to allow your personal gifts and your ministries to blossom? Do you sense that your gifts and talents threaten me? Well, those are great things to be talking about. Mm-hmm. So that's just one of the 21. But if you want to join us on the program today, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. But I'll tell you what else you could do for your marriage other than just get those 21 questions. You could join us for Intimacy in Marriage, Dallas, Texas, October the 21st. And we love doing these. And I'll tell you, because of the material that we use from Mylon and Kay, if I knew of something more effective, I'd tell you to go do that. But there isn't. This is the best, I think, of anything you could do in the shortest amount of time to fix, repair, make better, or save a marriage. So
I agree.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and agree more.
I was just going to say how many times we've heard from couples who have come to Intimacy in Marriage how it is the first conversation that they've had with each other. Mm-hmm. That they don't, you know, like this list of questions that we have is just the beginning, but that's kind of scary too. And so we provide a safe place for you and your spouse to get to the core issues that have been tripping you up all these years, or maybe just a few years, but it might be 20 years. We've heard and we've seen from so many couples what a dramatic change in just a short weekend. So I would encourage you, if you haven't done anything for your marriage and you're struggling, give us a call.
Yeah.
Steve and Becky, Kay and I discussed number 20 yesterday. What goals have we met and what do you want and what do you want to work towards in our future? You know, as septuagenarians, which I had to learn to pronounce and spell, we are trying to ask the question, okay, so Lord, what's next? What do you want us to keep doing? And we want to be good stewards. So I love these questions. They're powerful. And you'd have to go through them slowly.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll send them to you, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This program is at 1-800-229-3000. You can watch it on the New Life Live YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love for you to do that, too. We're not that attractive, but it is more interesting that way. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich and Becky Brown. And your questions at 1-800-229-3000. Let's see. Ann's calling from Rochester, New York. She's a Club New Life member, is what they say, and she listens to the podcast. So, Ann, how are you, and how could we help you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, guys, for everything you do. I've been listening to you for years, and what a blessing you've been.
Well, thank you. And,
you know, my husband and I have been to some of your conferences, and just to put a plug in for those, if you need to go, go, because it's very worth it.
Thank you. Well, what are you dealing with today in your family?
So what we're dealing with now is my husband and I have been married for 35 years, 36 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout our relationship and throughout his growing up, he struggled with transgenderism. And I've talked to you guys about this before.
This is your husband?
This
is your husband you're talking
about?
Okay.
This is my husband. He struggled with it. And, you know, the stance that I took is you need to make some decisions. If you want to stay with us, then you need to choose us or choose this. You need to make some decisions here. But so our kids, we have three. Our oldest is 32. Our kids never saw this. My son, in the past year or so, he was married, and he just announced in the past couple years that he was divorcing his wife. And what it's come to be is that now he says he's transgendered. And my husband doesn't deal with this anymore. In fact, for him, he sees it, you know, it's like his eyes were opened. And
yeah.
he said, that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm your husband, the kid's dad. This is who I am. And he's, you know, done some work and figured this out.
Okay.
But now that
what's the question for us then?
My son is going through this. My mm-hmm. husband's, and this is partially a question for him too. He's asking, will we survive this? Can we survive it? And then how do we act in family situations when we're uncomfortable? This was something that I've listened to you guys in the past, and you've talked about maintain a relationship with your kids, and that's what I'm trying to do through this, even though it's hard. But this for my husband is beyond hard. It really is a trigger not to go back into it, but because of his struggle, he hates it.
Yeah.
He hates what it did to him.
Right.
So how do we know about this?
Right. Okay, so I'm just going to say this. It is going to be so important that both of you do the work you need to do to separate this from your husband's struggle. I mean, just like because he now sees it was not real, it was not the right thing. Now he's really upset about his son. He has to work through that because upset does not help in these situations, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll start with Becky and then go to Mylon on what Becky thinks is the best course here. Did they have any children, your son and his wife?
No, they didn't.
Okay, all right. Becky, why don't you talk with her?
Well, I want to start with your question, Ann, is will we survive this? Well, that's your question to answer. And I would say if you and your husband have worked through this, the decision won't be, will we? It's, we will survive this. And we are going to get the resources that we need, kind of like what, Steve, you're just talking about. You know, maybe you guys go into, you know, counseling for just, you know, how to navigate those triggers. You know, maybe your husband. And I would suggest the two of you go together, you know. And then the other thing is, I do agree that you have to maintain that relationship with him, because he may also discover that this is not truly who he is. But I think as long as you can be a presence of love, and I'm here that your son is asking you for anything. I don't, is he asking you for anything, Anne?
Well, I mean, he knows where we stand, and he really doesn't expect anything, and he's trying to maintain a relationship with us. And with the understanding that he knows it's going to be uncomfortable. So to his credit, he is trying to maintain that.
Okay.
Oh, and one thing I have to say about my, he was just, he and my older daughter went through some sexual abuse when they were younger. So I know that there's precedence for, and it seems to run in the family.
Who did the abusing?
Some boys down the street. My son was not abused himself, but he saw it and felt like he failed his sister.
Okay.
So he always really questioned his masculinity and not being good enough.
Right. Okay, so Mylon, what are your thoughts here? And then I've got a little comment I hope will be helpful.
Well, I think a lot of times we have to look at decisions like this as decisions that are trying to solve a problem somewhere. Like, for instance, your son gets married and he thinks, well, I'm just not as happy as I thought I would be. How might I be happier or have less strain or struggle? And we all create fantasies as to what we think will make us happier. And I think part of the solution here is to kind of to write it out and to see where he ends up after he tries something. It's really sad because a lot of people who choose a transgender route are ultimately not happy. And the suicide rate amongst people who try a transgender route is substantial. Because it doesn't meet the needs that they were hoping and the joys and the fantasies, because it's not met with reality. You know, your fantasies don't have reality dosed in. All right, so I think what Steve and Becky have said is super important. Here's the piece I think is critical. Your husband needs to sit down with him and share his personal struggle and your point about your son's masculinity. I have failed in being the masculine person I wanted to be as a child and or an adolescent as well. So I would want your husband to talk to him about his pull towards transgenderism, and that he was able to say, no, I'm made in the image and likeness of God, and that is not, you know, how God made me. And then to help your son possibly even discuss what is that fantasy that he thinks is going to be true if he does this. And just to be a place where the two of them especially, and you, because you're highly involved in that decision of your husband, to just sit down with him and have a conversation. And that's one of the greatest ways that you can love somebody, is to listen to them.
I just want to say this. You know, if this was 50 years ago, when there wasn't a lot of media and certainly not the internet, well, a person struggling with masculinity might do some things. They might go see a counselor that would help them understand why they feel that way, how they got there to feel that way, and be presented with some different ways of feeling. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about every case, but in the case of a 32-year-old man, I think if you still are questioning these kinds of things, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go online, and you're going to find that community.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find more and more things in common with them. Guess what? Why? Because when you hear something that you've never heard before, it stays with you. And then now the next time you're with that group, it's called a social contagion. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see the very best piece of video on this, Google Bill Maher, one of the most liberal people you'll ever meet. And he has such a realistic, he's just talking about we've gone too far here. So I really do think that your son's uneasiness or question led him to the community that would reinforce every doubt, every question, and it's like he didn't have any hope once he did that. And he's willing to divorce. If you were telling me some different things at age 13 and 14, I would maybe have a different response on the direction. But in this case, I would first of all be sure he knows there is nothing he can do to lose your love.
Mm-hmm.
And the second message I would give him, if this is what you're going to do, we're going to go through it with you. If you're going to be transgender, we're not sitting on the sideline waiting for you to mess up and then come home again. We're going to be in a relationship with you. We want to be in a relationship with you. When you call us, we're not going to question what you're doing or how it's going. We're going to talk to you as you. Now, I tell you, when you do that, guess what you just did? You just took away any excuse for him to be rebelling against you, traditional values, all that. And that is such a disappointment to a lot of people that they don't have that to rail against. But I tell you, I think this is where you and your husband have to do some really hard work so that you can be the healthiest you can in one of the most difficult circumstances that's on the planet. And it's on the planet a lot today. You're not alone.
Yeah. It is.
Okay, and the other thing I would do is I would really try to minister and be connected to his ex. You know, that was your daughter-in-law, and I still believe that you have a role in her life because of that. Becky,
Steve, I love what Mylon said about your husband Ann ministering to him. It's time to be open and honest. Have difficult conversations, but also lead the way that this isn't the only thing that is an option for you to have a life that you think you want, that he can, you know, talk to his son about his own struggle. It's very similar to the recovery community where, you know, we talk about our struggles and then other people go, oh my gosh, me too. And I just think it's an option that you need to lean into. I would, you know, obviously get some real good, strong help so that you're ready for what's coming ahead. But I'm praying for a great change in this family.
Yeah. All right. So I don't know. I don't know what to send you. We don't, you know, I mean, we can send you how we love. That may be helpful. Yeah. What, anything you think of, Mylon or Becky?
Well, healing as a choice might be helpful as well, because it you know, talks about the lies that we'll believe in those really difficult places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other thought here as we
go?
I have
one of my sons has a divorce in his background, and his wife, who he divorced, I still call her my daughter-in-law. I said, you know, you can divorce my son, but you cannot divorce me. And you are my daughter-in-law forever. And you're the mother of my granddaughter. You will always be a part of my life. And so I would suggest that piece, too. I know it was already mentioned, but I just wanted to tell you my personal story on that.
And, you know, it's really a gift when somebody comes along and says, hey, why don't we spend a little bit of time working on accepting the gender you are, the body that you have? Why don't we do some of that work? Mm-hmm. Because no one thing solves everything. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's another way for you to solve the problem you're dealing with.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Tough questions. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of different answers. We've spent more than 5 minutes thinking about this dilemma. And I'm telling you, more and more people are struggling. And they are struggling in the midst of a screen-saturated world that says Christians are stupid, your parents don't know, they're just old-fashioned. I'm telling you, we're not that dumb, okay? Just, we aren't.
Well, and don't you both agree, Becky and Steve, that we all, no matter what generation you're from, when we are adulting and become adults, we struggle with reality. We struggle. We fantasize that adulthood to be something different than what we feel. Yeah. And so we all struggle looking and figuring out, well, what's wrong? Why couldn't something be better? And it's a struggle everybody has.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when we can't deal with reality, mm-hmm. we turn to a lot of different methods to so-called help us mm-hmm. with reality. And then, of course, there are some of those methods that get us into a ditch. And, you know, then we're like, wait a minute, this is not what I want for my life either.
Right.
So yeah. it is a struggle.
Yeah, this is not a new problem. It's just that the solutions provided are increasing in terms of their presence in our society.
Mm-hmm. That is true. All right, if you want to join us right now, you could call us 1-800-229-3000. And listen to this scripture before we go to hope. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That is a very different perspective than I've got to identify in a different way. I've got to be a different way. How about I trust God that I might be struggling now, but he is going to continue to do the work that he has promised in my life. All right, let's go to Hope, Medford, Oregon, and she listens to our podcast. We're certainly glad that she does. Hope, how you doing today?
Hey, Steve, I'm fine. My phone is ringing. I'm not going to answer it. It will stop ringing in just a minute if you hear the beeps.
All right. Well, thanks for not answering. Yeah. Well, how can we help you today?
First of all, I love you guys. Thank you so much. And I especially that verse touches me because I have a lifelong disability. And that's why I'm calling today. I have a lifelong disability. And haven't needed a caregiver until about 5 years ago. I went through two caregivers really fast because there was some abuse. And then the third caregiver has been with me for 3 years. And while I have a physical disability, I don't have an intellectual one that I know of. I mean, we all have a deficit, but...
Right.
But now with my caregiver, things are changing a little bit in that we've been through births and deaths together and just had a lot of life together, you know? And, so when we have a problem, we've always been able to talk about it and get things done. But, more recently, I'm realizing that I need consistency of care. And she, because there are times when I, don't want help and it might take me longer to do something or whatever. She has frustration because she could get something done in 5 minutes or whatever. And so I think she feels like she's not needed. So she's been leaving me without a caregiver.
Okay.
Not during a shift or anything like that, right. But like going on unscheduled vacations and such. And I love her. I've been a boss before in a different domain.
Yeah.
And I know that you have to kind of set some boundaries, but I don't want to hurt her. And so that difficult conversation that comes that says, I need consistency, even if it feels like you're doing nothing, I need this consistency of days. I don't know how to have that conversation.
Okay.
I'm really heartbroken. I'm heartbroken because...
Okay. All right. That's a question we can help you with. And Mylon, why don't we start with you and what you think might be a good approach to have the difficult conversation she needs to have?
Well, difficult conversations, Hope, are challenging because they push us to our personal limits of our comfort and discomfort. And you told us what the issue is in your question. You said, I don't want to hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important because honesty, reality, truth speaking and telling often confronts what is happening with reality. And we have to be able to do that in order to create effective change. My question to you to think about as we go to the break is what are your first memories of not wanting to hurt people? How long have you been, you tell about this person that's helping you as a caregiver, how long have you been a caretaker where you don't want to hurt people? So we're going to take a break here, and I want you to think about that question when we come back.
Well, it's a great question for all of us pleasers out there that are trying to recover from pleasing. We'll be back after this. 1-800-229-3000.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. The phone number, if you'd like to join us, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Lines are open here for Mylon Yurkovich, Becky Brown, Steve Arterburn here. And, Mylon is going to help Hope in this segment right now on a difficult conversation with a caregiver. And he's asked the question, when was it that you really started not wanting to hurt somebody's feelings?
How long you been a caretaker, Hope?
Mylon, I'm like 3 steps ahead of you. I have How We Love already, and I've identified as a pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
So forever. I learned, I grew up in a big family, so I learned to wait my turn,
mm-hmm.
and I learned to not ask for too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that's where it stems from, and, you know, it also stems from sometimes, I'm just going to say it, feeling like a burden to people.
Mm.
Even though I'm not blaming them for that, but that's my inner working. So.
I know. And you see, that's the answer in part to your question. I have to work past my inner feelings. Your inner feelings were imparted and imprinted into you in the past. And you have to ask, do I still want that operating system of how my internal workings are operating within me to still, whenever that was a long time ago, to still be operative today? And I had to make a decision to say, no, I don't want what my family left me with to be that which controls me for the rest of my life. I want to grow up. I think the starting there is really important, just to take that to the Lord and just say, Lord, I need to learn to speak the truth in love because that's what you did, and to become more like Christ, I have to be able to be truthful and honest. What I believe will be true about you is that whatever you say will be caring and loving, and that's really an important aspect, confrontation. And simply to say to your caregiver, let's sit down, I need to have a conversation with you. Don't try and have it all at once, but just say, let's make a date. I want to talk about sort of getting a recalibration on our relationship. And tell her what is not working and write it down ahead of time. And so you can read it and give her a copy, and you have a copy. And you will do a wonderful job of being reassuring. And you're just going to have to plan ahead of time and realize, Lord, help me with my place of weakness. Help me grow.
Yeah, and you don't want to make assumptions about why she does something or how she feels
right. When you do something. Good point.
You just want to say, when you unexpectedly go on vacation and I'm left without a caregiver, it makes me feel very insecure, and there are needs that go unmet. And so I'm wondering if we could develop a different way of you going on vacation where I would have plenty of time to plan for it. Things like that. You just
tell me
what
you observe.
You bet. Yeah, go ahead.
This is what I'm thinking. Hope, I think the relationship has already changed in your, what you just described as being a pleaser. It's to that level where she's not being who she was initially. And so then it is this breach of a relationship. It's a betrayal, because the onus is on you to address the fact that she's doing something that she wasn't hired to do. And I know that you guys have probably connected on a friendship level, but friends don't do this kind of thing. So she's not, I mean, I think that there's a lot of conversations that have to happen, but I also feel the insecurity you must feel in the risk of losing her.
Yes.
And I know that that's probably at your forefront, is if I push her, will she then just leave? And then what am I going to do? And, you know, I don't know if you need a counselor to help you kind of practice this conversation, but it could be helpful.
Yeah. Well, we want to talk to you about that because there are a lot of counselors that can, and coaches, that can help you through a Zoom call, things like that. And, you know, that really wasn't much available 10 years ago. But we want the best for you, and so hang on. We'll try to find you the best. We have a great counseling and coaching network. They meet a lot of different needs, but every one of them that's on our network, they are believers, and you can count on that. Also, I'll just mention that we've got two books here, Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Child. That's being a step parent in a really productive, positive way, and then Understanding and Loving Your Child as a Single Parent, and it's by Stacy Sadler. The other is by Dr. Connie Clark. And many people are married, and yet they're doing single parenting. These books can really help, one for the blended family and one for the single parent. You can get those by either giving, you can buy them at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you give a gift of any amount, and we'll send those to you. Speaking of gift of any amount, Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio with a gift that always amounts to quite a bit of value. Larry, what do you have for
you,
us,
Steve,
today?
Well,
you're welcome.
We're coming up on Every Man's Battle in a couple of weeks, and I just thought we ought to remind guys this might be something that you want to look at, because it is such a common issue for men to deal with sexual infidelity in one way or another. A lot of times it's porn. It might be infidelity with a spouse. It could be prostitution, chat rooms, all kinds of things. But we can help you get out of that. I want to read something that a recent attendee said. This weekend started as a group of strangers sitting in a room. By day three, I felt like I have a band of brothers surrounding me. I came here with a lot of shame, with a lot of baggage that for a majority of my life I kept pushed way down in my heart. This weekend taught me that I'm not alone, and that by bringing past hurt and struggles into the light, there is so much freedom to be had. He goes on and on, but you get the idea, guys. There is freedom to be had, and we can help you find it. The Holy Spirit shows up, does a work through our speakers, through your small group time, and it's just a really, really positive experience.
Mm-hmm. And there's only one reason that we can offer those, because people have supported us over the years, and we thank you for that. We need support today to continue to be used by God. It's just so wonderful when God does these miracles and we get to be part of it. When you are a supporter, you're part of it too. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us in any way.
You know, talk about a social contagion, Steve. We were talking about that earlier in the show.
Yeah.
But this is another place where society just pulls men in to a world at an aggressive and an alarming rate. And
amen.
You cannot be around a group of guys without getting pulled into this. Well, you can. There's groups of guys that don't pull you in. But there are certain groups that will pull you into this thinking and maintain it and build it. So it's a great place to get sort of really your bearings straightened out.
Yeah, and one of the nicest things that I hear from the guys who attend this weekend is that I got reconnected with God.
Isn't that great?
I've learned about Jesus Christ and what he has done. I've learned it before, but now it makes sense. And that's powerful, and we want you to experience that.
And it's not just a religious thing. God is the one who invented sex, and he invented how it is supposed to be carried out and with whom. So, yeah, that's fantastic.
Thank you, everybody who has given, who will give. Your giving means a lot to all these guys, to people at other workshops, people who can go to our coaching, counseling, all this stuff. This is to try to help you get where you need to be. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, tonight I have a Bible study I go to based on John Eldridge's book, Resilient. Why? Because men need to be around men talking about men things. And, you know, if you don't have that, you need that. But maybe you need something more. Maybe you need to come to Every Man's Battle. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If that's the case, our phone number for this program, and we're going to be here another hour and 20 minutes, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Heather, Washington. Well, here's the music. Heather, we're not going to you. We're going to hold on, and
don't
we'll get
hang
to
up.
You
yeah.
right after this. By the way, you may not know it, but on Thursdays at 11 Eastern Time on the cable network NRB, there is Life Recovery Today. Great, great content from folks here at New Life and some outside of New Life. Also, the Rhine River. It's raining over there. River's going up. October 6th through the 13th, we're taking a little trip on the Rhine River. Mylon and I will be there. We'll be doing some great, great content. If you want to join us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to the website. We'll tell you all about the Rhine River Cruise. We love doing these events with our listeners and supporters. This is going to be a really special time. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Every Man's Battle, September the 9th in Dallas. The Repurposed Life, brand new conference on what to do after you've gotten through something and over it and you want to get beyond it In other words, you want to give back. You want to serve other people or find your mission in life. Intimacy and Marriage, October 21st in Dallas. And Restore, November the 11th in Washington, D.C. All right, let's go to Heather. She is from Washington, D.C. and listens on WAVA. Hello, Heather. How are you today?
I am well. Thanks so much for asking.
Certainly. How could we help?
Okay. Mom is 78 years old. She will be 79 next month. And my mom has lived through, from birth, pretty severe trauma. She was adopted at the age of 2 into a severely physically abusive home until she ran away at 18. 3 years later, she had me, and that began a whole other chapter of ups and downs. My father abandoned us when I was 9 months old and then came back and then left again when I was 11 months old. And then was, you know, found herself with a, anyway, lots of things. Loss of 2 sons, another horrible relationship for 12 years of our lives. Fast forward to today. There's other things I could rattle off, but you get the point. She's never really been able to literally, I guess, find herself, and herself has always been in survival mode, in, you know, got to keep going mode because I just ran away from home and now I have a child. You know, there's always been external factors. The last great trauma in her life was she was married to a very good man for, and they were together for 25 years. He passed away. This September will be the 4th anniversary, so just 4 years ago. She transplanted to close to my sister, who lives in Texas. My sister and I are true. We've been. It's amazing how blessed we are, how healthy and adjusted, and our lives couldn't be better. To be really honest, and I give all the glory to God. I came to the faith in my 30s. My sister in her 20s. Bottom line is, we have great lives. My sister has. My mother, in my sister's small town in Texas, has not less than 20 members of an extended family of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and my sister and her husband. And we have found her in a place where she's like, it's like she can't receive love. She has never known how to be in that space with all that beautiful energy. And they're of a different denomination.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Yeah.
Now, what's the question?
What can I do for her? Where can we go? What do you have? What do you recommend?
Okay. Well, we have several things. We have a counseling and coaching network, and that can be probably, we could facilitate something being done in her home. I think emotional freedom, we just did that last weekend, would be something that would be helpful in addition to counseling. Becky, what do you think about Restore? Is that something that would be appropriate here?
Well, possibly, but I have a question for Heather. Heather, what is she asking for?
She's not asking for anything except when I, you know, make my weekly call or my call every, you know, more at least once a week, sometimes twice. She says, I haven't heard from your sister, and, you know, she might call me. She what she's asking for, she's not asking for anything. She's telling us what she's not getting, and she doesn't know how to step out and gain participation in these amazing little lives.
I mean, okay.
All her great-grands
right. Well,
are less than 8 years old.
But here's the thing. Here's the challenge. She has lived most of her 79 years not doing what you're expecting her to take advantage of now. I wonder if it's even on purpose.
Yes.
It's that she doesn't know what she's missing. And to just tell her, hey, Mom, go do this. I imagine that she might have some anxiety. Plus, just some, like, I don't even know how to do this. Like, how do you know, relate? And so it could be that you do, like, some family coaching, but not a lot of pressure. At her age, she probably needs some space to kind of figure out things, but maybe just some direction of, Mom, have you ever, you know, gone to a child's ball game? Or, you know, just there's so many things that you might do naturally that she has no concept of that, not because she's not intelligent. It's just never been part of her life. And so at this age, you know, for her to just all of a sudden start doing it probably won't happen. But I don't know that I would pathologize it. You know, I would try to kind of lead the way. Your sister could help with that as well.
Mylon, you have a final comment here?
Well, if you've been living your whole life in survival mode, and I agree with everything Becky just said, well done, Becky.
Thank you.
You don't know how to plan. You don't know how to anticipate. You don't know how, you know, if you're just sitting there in life getting ready to dodge the next punch or kick, and then how to put food in your mouth and take care of a child, you're not thinking about how to enjoy life. So just to really do as Becky is saying, to help her with just ideas as to how to connect with a family. She just hasn't learned how, and it's going to be a slow learn at 79 years old.
That's right. I'm going to send you for her. You can even read it to her when you get with her. Healing is a choice. And take your life back. And I don't think 79 is too late to be taking that life back.
I agree.
So I hope that will be helpful to you. We have a lot of resources, a gift of any amount, and I'll send you either Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Children for step families, blended families, and Understanding and Loving Your Kids as a Single Parent, either of those. Please call us. Let us know how you're doing. We want to hear from you. Ask about the workshops. Ask about our counseling network. Lumina, you've heard about that. It's for women. It's in D.C., November 3rd and 4th. Bring a whole group of folks. That's what it's designed for. Get 5, 10, 15 women together and come. Here, Jen Wilkin, Nicole C. Mullen, Lauren Green McAfee, Ruth Mahatra. Great, great inspiration here. The theme, Where Women Rise, and they will. We love you, we care about you, and we want you to be part of every miracle that we get to be part of and that God uses us to facilitate. And to that end, consider supporting us, because then it's all, you're a part of everything that we do. One of the great, great scriptures in the Bible is Ephesians 3:20, where it says that God is going to give you, if you'll seek Him, He will give you a blessing so amazing you can't even think it up. You can't even imagine it. And many of you, you're living that way. You never dreamed you'd get to do some of the things that you've gotten to do. Could have never planned it that way. And that's what happens when we allow God to be in control. And if something is standing in the way of control, well, get rid of that so that God can be in control and bless you. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you, Becky. Happy birthday tomorrow, Becky, for you.
Thank you.
We are glad it is your birthday. And to all of you, every day can be a new birthday, or any day can be a birthday when you decide to be born again into the family of God. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-229-3000 for radio right now.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.